Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Are you the only one?
I think so.
Okay. We will wait patiently.
Somebody will follow.
I'm sure there will be people as well. You having a good day?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm in closets and drawers.
So well,
that's a good day.
You're accomplishing it, getting ready for the winter.
Right.
Brandela.
Good afternoon.
Has joined.
Good afternoon. Okay. I'm going to mute.
Hi.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Yadula chimincha. Tati. Serura. Alpha Gimel Yutap Sadi. Kabil Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Aharenu Nora Freshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalad, Yud Kashin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sikatcha, Tamid Gamrem. Betet Resh, Tzaditav Gimel. Asim Kadosh, Berov Tuvcha, Nael Adata. Exufet at Nunayan. Yahir Gea Lamcha Pene Zokre Kidu Shata Yud Gimelamet Ezayan Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatia Katenu Yodea Dalmo We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Kanun, Erech Apaim v'rav chesed v'emet Notzer chesed l'alafim Noseawon wafesha v'chata'av v'nakei. We'll now connect to the Ma meditation. Yud Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey Yud, Yud hey. Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey Yud, Yud hey, Yud hey wav, Yud hey wav hey. And the meditation for today, the 21st day of Av, we're continuing our deepening understanding of the Kutzker Rebbe's idea of first become a mensch and then become holy. And today he is bringing this idea where there is no men strive to be a man, but he's explaining it in a different way. At times, he says, I've been surrounded by pseudo-individuals. It's a nice phrase for people who act a little fake. Sheep who pretended to be men by being anti-establishment. Of course, being anti is itself sheepish. Those who define themselves by what they are not are also letting someone else define them. It's a very deep thought and needs to be explored as part of your meditations. Personally, I prefer an honest sheep to a fake man anytime. But Rabbi Hillel is saying more than this. He is saying that there is value in being part of a community, that you shouldn't be an individual for its own sake, for the egotistical desire to be a man. This is a pseudo-individualism that is worth less than nothing. On the other hand, when there is a good reason to be an individual, when no one else is standing up for what's right, it needs to be you who does the standing. Our class today is continuing our study of the Sefer Joshua, the book of Joshua. We're going to be studying chapter 16. You will find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 6, the third column from the left. And that's a landing page that has the essences of all of the different books and parashas in the Torah, including the 24 chapters of the book of Joshua. Today we're going to be studying chapter 15. So scroll down to Sefer Joshua, chapter 15. And when you get there, open up the landing page from the Mechon Mamre website for the Book of Joshua. And I will start first with the eighth verse of the Anabba Koach, because we haven't done the grounding of all the energy. And then we'll say L'Shem Yichud. So the Baruch Shem Kedod Nachtod Me'Lam Bat. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Ud Hilu Ud Hilu Urchimu Le'akta L'Shem Yod Hei Bavav Hei Le'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanadei Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanadei. Chapter 15 has 63 verses. And the number 63 is the gematria of the spelled out name of Hashem, Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Yud. This name connects to the Sefirah Bina. But this name connects to the Sefirah Bina. And the Sefirah Bina is Olam Haba, the world that is coming. And we will begin with chapter 15, verse 1. With 63 verses, normally we will not be able to finish all of them today. We don't know if it will be two classes or three classes to complete them. Verse 1. Vayehi ha-godral l'mate b'nei Yehuda l'mishpechotam el gevul edom mibar tzin egba mikse teman. And the lot for the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families, was unto the border of Edom, even to the wilderness of Zin southward, at the uttermost part of the south. There are 14 words in this verse, and that's to be understood and understandable, because the number 14 connects to King David. And King David is a chariot for Malchut. And the tribe of Yehuda represents the king of the children of Israel. So would that be Malchut or would that be Keter? And a student of Kabbalah should know the answer to that, because everything is relative. So Yehuda is the Keter of the children of Israel by being the king. But relative to the forefathers, relative to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yehuda represents their unpin. So why is there 14 words? Because King David, who comes from the tribe of Yehuda, is that chariot for Malchut. Looking at the English translations, you have the idea of the south twice. The wilderness of Zin southward, and the uttermost part of the south. The energy of south is chesed. And this is the essence of the tools that the children of Israel utilize as they make this world ready to receive Hashem. And 58 letters is in verse 1. And 58 is the word Nunchet, Noah. But as we know from studying my name, N, Het Nun, the reverse of Noah, is translated or translatable into the consciousness of the hidden wisdom. Chachma Nestar, or Nestar Chachma. And that also relates to the tribe of Judah. So we would really need to be asking, why do we need 63 verses to talk about what land is being given to the tribe of Judah? Seems that we could do it in a few shorter verses. But as we go through it, we'll understand why. We also have in this verse a repetition of the idea of the goral. And if you don't know what the goral is, it's a tool of chance. So some people think. But it really isn't a tool of chance. It's a tool of certainty. And what my opinion is, for whatever it's worth, we live in a generation that talks and is taught about the uncertainty principle. This is a theory in quantum physics that essentially says things are uncertain. But they're not. They're all known, even if you don't know them, even if I don't know them. They're always known. Whereas science is teaching us that it's based on a probability. If we flip the coin 100 times, we expect 50 times that we'll land on heads and 50 times on tails. But of course, if we only do it 100 times, it might be 90 and 10. But as long, the more we do them, the more the probability will come into play. And eventually, it'll be 500 and 500, or 10,000 and 10,000. But the tool is called the Goral. There are many different forms of the Goral. Some are dice, and some are books of wisdom, books of Kabbalah. One is even the Tanakh itself. There is a lot to contemplate in this idea of lots representing certainty. Verse 2. Vayehi lahem gevul negev mikseh yam hamelah min halashon haponenegba. And their south border was from the uppermost part of the Salton Sea, from the bay that looks southward. So now we have two more south. So we have four levels of chesed, of loving kindness. Eleven words. What does the number 11 tell you? It brings you closer to Hashem because it's the 11 components of the Torah. But it also is the 10 sefirot plus the negative system. What do we need the negative system for is a question that many people ask as they begin to study Kabbalah. What do you need the negative system for? You do need it. Even after the Mashiach comes, there will be a negative system. It's needed to complete the tree of life. It does not mean you want to give it additional energy. It does not mean you want to accept it at face value. But there is much to contemplate and much to learn with respect to the negative system. But be very careful when you study the negative system. Letters. There's an interesting word, shoresh, actually, in Aramaic, that comes from lamed chet. You'd be familiar with it in Hebrew as the word luach. What is a luach? It's not a calendar. It's more than a calendar. But it's a book of time. Again, connecting to chesed, loving kindness. Book 3, or verse 3. We are Menegev, the Male Akravim, we are Artsina, we are Menegev, the Kadesh Barnea, we are Hetron, we are Adarav Nasav, Akarka. And it went out southward of the ascent of Arachbim, and passed along to Zin, and went up by the south of Kedesh Barnea, and passed along by Hezron, and went up to Adar, and turned about to Karka. Now, you know all of these locations. They're making it very clear to us. Why does it need to mention Zin twice? Once in the first verse, once in the third. And there are other connections. Kadesh Barnea. We've heard that word before. Not in this particular chapter, but in the previous chapter. And the number 17 connects to goodness. Letters. Does that make sense to you? Couldn't there be a missing vav in one of these words? But I don't really see it. Well, perhaps it's in the last word on the second line with Olah. And this is a word that means and went up, translated as and went up. But the connecting vav, the first letter, is part of it. So maybe it's not. The same thing with the word ve'avor, ve'avar. But if it's 71, the number 71 actually connects to the Sanhedrin. The tool of the children of Israel that is the tool of judgment. Because there were 71 members of the Sanhedrin. I know we say that there were 70 members of the Sanhedrin, and that there were two scribes studying to be members. So when one passed away, they were ready to step into the fold. But 71 is actually the 70 nations plus the children of Israel as its own nation. And some say it's 72 representing the 70 nations plus the children of Ishmael plus the children of Edom. And then some say it's 73 nations. 70 nations, plus the children of Edom, the children of Ishmael, and the children of Israel. The number 72 represents Chesed. The number 73 represents Chachma. And the number 71 was the full complement of the Sanhedrin court. They didn't use all of the people, but they had to have 71 in case there was a tie vote. The fourth verse. I didn't mention on the third verse the idea of the additional south directions. Another two. So there were two in the first verse, two in the second verse, and two in the third verse. Do you think that was the six ends associated with Sefirah of Chesed? It's a question. I'm not stating a fact. It's something to contemplate. The fourth verse. Are you getting a sense of how we could spend, if I just did a little bit more preparation, we could spend 20 hours on this one verse or on this one chapter? Verse 4. V'avar hatmona v'yatza nachal Mitzrayim v'chayu otzot agelu yama ve'yihye lahem gevu megev. And it passed along to Asmon and went out at the brook of Egypt. And the goings out of the border were at the sea. This shall be your southern border. Which word is being translated as border? Is it Negev? Isn't Negev a desert? Where do you see the word desert in this translation? It's a little bit corrupted, don't you think? Again, we have 14 words connecting to King David and to Malchut. Five letters. Now, it's very interesting to see the way the word is written, Vav He Yud He, which represents one of the permutations, which connects to one of the months of the year. My memory isn't such that I've memorized the permutations and the relationships of the month. But notice the way it's pronounced. The last word on the first line is the way it's written, Vav He Yud He. And the way it's pronounced, Vav He Yud Vav. The last letter is changed from a He to a Vav. But that change is significant, because it's elevating from the physical world of Malchut to the spiritual world of Zeranpin. The letter is changing from a He to a Vav. As students of Kabbalah, this is part of your education, part of your innate knowledge.
I have a chart of all the permutations above my computer. And Vav Hey Yod Hey is for the month of Tishri.
And that's, I recognize that's very significant, but how would you like to expand on that idea?
No, I wouldn't. You do a bunch of I just have the chart in front of me.
But what does the Torah say about the month of Tishri?
I'm sure it's connected to Judah. I would say that.
It says it's the first of the months for you.
Mm-hmm.
It says the seventh month is the first of the months for you. And so the connection is to the month of Tishrei, but it's actually connected to the seventh month. The seventh is of Shabbat. The seventh is the manifestation. The seventh is the children of Israel.
And it also contains the three-letter permutation of the 70 in one of the 72 names, and it appeared three times in the first verse, in the second verse, and now in the fourth verse. Because I highlight that in yellow every time I see that, because it always has to do with future tense and goes along with the world that is coming, and so it all fits together.
Baruch Hashem, as the people who are listening to this recording later on will begin to get a sense, we're probably going to take 30 hours to explain this chapter. I'm joking.
Okay, I'm going to mute again.
I'm actually not joking. I'm saying that's what it would take.
I know. You see, everything I read, every chapter, every parsha, this name is there. And then when I do the counting the letters and counting the words, and even which word did it appear in the sentence, if it was first or if it was fifth, and it just does give you a lot of extra hidden wisdom, little nuggets of Torah that I call them.
To me, they're little nuggets of connection.
Mm-hmm.
They form additional forms of unification. Thank you, Mama. The fifth verse. Ubukedma yam hamela ad kitse hayarden. And the east border was the Salt Sea, even unto the end of the Jordan. And the border of the north side was from the Bay of the Sea at the end of the Jordan. When have you ever heard the end of a river? Why is it called the end of the river? Whereas in English, it's the mouth of the river, isn't it? But it really represents the source of the river. And the Jordan is sourced. Is it sourced in the north of Israel, or is it sourced in the north of Syria? Words. 56 letters. Letters spell a very special word. New. New is an expression of question. And there is nothing more expressive than that word, new. The sixth verse. We Allah Gul Beit Hagla. We Avar Mitzpon Levet Ha'arava. We Allah Gul Even Mohain Ben Reuven. And the border went up to Beth Hogla and passed along by the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan and the son of Reuben. So we moved into another tribe. But did you ever know Reuben to be in the north? I didn't. Don't remember the Torah saying Reuben was from the north. There was an exchange of Judah and Reuben. Reuben was the firstborn, and he exchanged that essence of being firstborn with Yehuda, and he became the fourthborn. The seventh verse. We Allah Hagbul Divi Ram Ayame Akor Vitzafona Bone El Hagil Gal Asher Noka Lemale Adumim Asher Minegev Lanechal Viavar Hagbul El Me Ayin Shemesh Behayu Ho Sotav Elan En Rogael. And the border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is over against the ascent of the Adumim, which is on the south side of the brook. And the border passed along to the waters of En Shemesh, and the goings out thereof were in En Rogel. And you know all of these names have meaning. Shemesh, En Shemesh, has something to do with the sun. Gilgal has something to do with reincarnation. Achor has something to do with the back. And there are 27 words connecting to the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And 101 letters connects to Chesed, to through the name of Michael as a gematria of 101, when Michael is the angel associated with Chesed. The eighth verse. We Allah Hagbul Divi Rame Emek Hakor Vitsafona Pone El Hagilgal. I'm sorry, I'm reading the seventh again. The eighth verse. We Allah Hagbul Gay Ben Hinom El Ketef. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, unto the side of the Jebusites southward. The same is Jerusalem, and the border went up to the top of the mountain that lies before the valley of Hinnom, westward, which is at the uttermost part of the vale of Rephaim, northward. And all these words have meaning. But please notice the word Yehinnom. You've heard me use that word frequently. Gehinom translates as hell in Hebrew. But Ye, Gimel Yud, means valley. And Gehinom, the valley of Hinnom, is where they used to send the boat, the goats, that represented the goat that was being given to Azazel as part of the Yom Kippur ritual. And again, we have 27 words. There are 93 letters, but as I'm going through and was counting the letters, I noticed in two locations a missing vav. One is in the word Hinnom, and the other is in the word Jerusalem. So that would make 95 letters. 95 has many meanings. One is Melech. Actually, it's HaMelech, the king. It also means the word Selah, which doesn't have a meaning in translation, but we are taught that this is a word that means a pause. So we could pause at the entrance to the valley of Gehinnom. Just a thought. The ninth verse. Vitar Hagbu Meir man may not nestoa piata el are har ifrom hagu alahi kiryat yarim. And the border was drawn from the top of the mountain unto the fountain of the waters of Nephtoah, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephron. And the border was drawn to Baalah, the same is Kiryat Yearim. And we know the number 19 connects to the Hebrew calendar and the 19-year cycle. We also know the number 19 is the number of Sephirot in a soul, 10 in the female and 9 in the male, making the female his 10th. The last location has two words, Kiryat Yaarim. But it's really the number, Kiryat, it has the meaning of the number 4. And look at the final word. The yud at the beginning means it's active, it's an action word.
Has joined.
Ayin Resh represents. Ayin Resh represents the word meaning strange. Yam is a sea. It's a sea of active strangeness on 4 levels. Does the land of Israel have a negative system within it? We're taught that it doesn't. But the negative system has a purpose, and that purpose is to give strength to the positive system. The 10th verse. When Asavagumi Ba'ala Yamael Har Seir Yavar El Ketef Har Yarim Mitzafona I Kisalon Yarad Beit Shemesh Yavar Timna. And the border turned about from Baalah southwestward unto Mount Seir, and passed along unto the side of Mount Yearim on the north, the same as Hesalom, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and passed along by Timnah. Now, Timnah is such a wonderful word because it's the name of the mother of Amalek. And 20 words connect to the lights of direct light and returning light. But also the 10 sephirot of Or Pnimi, the inner light, and 10 sephirot of Or Makif, the surrounding light. 73 letters connects to the word Chokhmah. And with that final number, final word, I'm going to call our class, because we might do another verse or two, but there's no way we can finish. So we'll pick this up next week with verse 11. Does anyone have any questions? We have two more classes today, one at 4:30, which is our Deep Zohar class, where we will be starting section 19. And the 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar, which we have not connected to for a number of months, or at least a number of weeks. Shalom Gadol. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol. And thank you.
Thank you.